Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 10th, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Finzly releases a API connection feature to access FedNow service. US-based fintech Finzly has announced the release of its new API connection feature, designed to access FedNow service, an instant payment rail. The Bay Pay Forum announces its new podcast to complement its daily newsletter in payments and fintech. Every day, Bay Pay members receive the most relevant news in payments and fintech. These news are now also available through a podcast created every day and available directly on its website or on Spotify. Lunar raises 35 million euros to attain profitability. Denmark-based fintech Lunar has raised 35 million euros in new capital in order to fund its expansion in the Nordic region and attain profitability. Tide completes the acquisition of funding options. Digital business banking platform Tide has completed its acquisition of funding options after the company received the approval of the FCA. Nokia announces the launch of its finance framework. Finnish telco, IT, and consumer electronics corporation Nokia has announced the launch of its sustainable finance framework that focuses on future stakeholder value and is central to its business outcomes. Ginger Payments expands to Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. Netherlands-based online payment platform Ginger Payments has announced launching in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. Cheddar users get cashback on Just Eat deliveries. UK-based cashback and payments app Cheddar has partnered with food delivery brand Just Eat to offer cashback on any order made through Just Eat. Nexi Digital Finland to advance digital payments in Europe. Fintech Nets, part of Nexi Group, has announced it will establish Nexi Digital Finland as a hub in Finland to drive technological innovation within Nexi Group. Flutterwave receives payments licenses in Egypt. Nigeria-based fintech Flutterwave has received its payment services provider and payments facilitator licenses in Egypt, which enable its expansion into North Africa. Amex, Microsoft partner for expense reporting in business travel. Card issuer and payments processor American Express has partnered with Microsoft to simplify expense reporting in business travel via AI and machine learning, ML, technologies. Visa launches new offers for small businesses. Visa has announced the launch of new offers that focus on providing small and micro businesses, SMBs, with new solutions to improve their overall performance. Aurora partners Skynet for cross-border trade compliance automation. Estonia-based Aurora has partnered with courier company Skynet Worldwide Express to automate cross-border compliance and enable e-commerce retailers to expand internationally. Featurespace granted patents for its fraud prevention tech. UK-based fraud prevention company Featurespace has been granted 2 patents for its technology to help the payments industry in the global fight against financial crime and fraud. Guest Ranger partners with Trustmatic to improve fraud protection. Slovakia-based identity verification and fraud detection platform Trustmatic has partnered GuestRanger to improve short-term rental fraud protection. Fintech Alloy goes live in the UK. US-based fintech Unicorn Alloy has launched in the UK, strengthening its presence in the EMEA market with its identity decisioning platform. BioCatch expands global footprint in Australia. Israel-based behavioral biometrics and fraud prevention technology company BioCatch has announced the establishment of its Australian headquarters. Federal Reserve Bank studies Bitcoin's resilience to macroeconomic news. The U.S. Federal Reserve Bank has published a new paper in which it looks closely at Bitcoin and its lack of response to most macroeconomic news. Voltavo launches a new crypto custody solution. Crypto custody and security technology provider Voltavo has launched a crypto custody solution based on biometric smart cards. NextGen Nordics. Highlights since our last Nordic event. As we prepare for our upcoming NextGen Nordics conference on the 25th of April in Stockholm, we are publishing a series of sneak peeks, which will take a dive into some of the topics and speakers covered at the event. Carrefour implements POP ID's facial verification for payments in UAE. In a first for biometric payments in the UAE, Network International, the leading enabler of digital commerce in the Middle East and Africa region, and Carrefour, owned and operated by Majid Al Futtaim in the UAE, announced today that they have implemented the FacePay face verification platform for payments from consumer authentication service provider POP ID. Xnice CIO launches finance app. Fierce, a feel-good finance app founded by former Nice CIO Rob Cornish, has emerged from stealth with $10 million in seed funding. Kraken staking as a service sunk by SEC. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, reached a settlement of $30 million with crypto platform Kraken for the exchange's failure to register its staking as a service program. Why less is more when it comes to the future of e-commerce payments? Too many choices can sap our brain power and make it hard to think straight. Unfortunately, when making e-commerce payments, HSBC rolls out new multi-currency payment platform. Multinational banking group HSBC has unveiled a new one-stop digital payment solution, HSBC Merchant Box, for SMEs in Hong Kong. MoonPay Partners NFT Marketplace looks rare. Payments firm MoonPay has partnered NFT Marketplace looks rare in order to make it easier for users to buy and sell cryptocurrencies. This concludes our current edition of the BayPay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on BayPayForum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.